Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson and this is Silver and Black Pride. This is our podcast. Well, tough one. What are you going to do? I mean, stuff happens. They lost. Derek Carr said after the game today, we'll be just fine. I tend to believe him. I think that's, yeah, they're going to be fine. You know, they got beat. Patriots were the better team. They got handled pretty good in the second half. Happens. They're 2-1. Now the key is they got to get the 5-3-2 at the bye. It's going to be tough. You got Buffalo's 3-0 playing Las Vegas next week. Josh Allen. Say what you want about Josh Allen. Josh Allen's an MVP candidate. So that's not going to be easy. Buffalo's good. They had blew a big lead today, 28-3, and came back and won. Hell of a game against the Rams. And then you go to Kansas City with the Raiders in week 5. So you can't see 2-0 turn into 2-3. You can't. So they got to find a way to win one of these next two games. That's the takeaway after this game. You move on, it happens. You know, and this game, I mean, there's not a lot of mystery of what happened today. John Gruden's not going to have a hard time figuring out what to talk to his team about. The Raiders have a formula. A formula to win. To run the ball. Get the ball to Waller. Be efficient. Don't make turnovers. Don't stupid penalties. None of that stuff happened in this game. And they lost. They had six penalties, untimely ones. Six penalties in its whole isn't that much. They had six in the first two games combined. But it seemed like they were bad penalties, you know. And then they three fumbles. Derek Carr has 26 fumbles in his career. Lost. According to ESPN, that's the most in the NFL in that time span since he started playing. He's got to hold on to that ball. The other one, fumble, that was bad call, didn't change the game, though. I don't think you can say the Raiders would have won the game if that didn't happen. And they got the ball right back on a turnover. So, you know, Waller didn't get a target until the third quarter, didn't catch the ball until 4 minutes remained. I know what the Patriots did. They double teamed him. They really made him the focal point. But I don't think the NFL has caught up or figured out Darren Waller. I think the biggest problem is he's injured. He had a knee injury. So let's get him healthy and then I think he'll be fine. This is a copycat league, of course. So other teams may do what the Patriots did to Waller, but I think he's going to be fine. And then, hey, when a guy's constantly double teamed, that's more opportunities for other people. So they're going to be, and they're banged up. You know, no Ruggs, that was a surprise. No Trent Brown, no Richie Incognito, no Nick Kukowski. Today, Damon Arnett got hurt. Brian Edwards got hurt. Daniel Ross got hurt. Rico Gradford got hurt. I don't know how serious these are. But, you know, there's a lot of injuries. So, just, you know, fly back to Vegas. Have a good week of practice. Get healthy as possible and see what happens. The season is not the end of the world after this loss. It really is not. Now, the defense. The defense is a problem. I expect it to get better, and it played pretty well in the first half. I mean, in the first quarter, really well. But they gave up 217 yards rushing in the first three quarters. Rex Burkhead looked like, you know, Hall of Famer. Come on, make some plays, please. You know, the defense was bad in the first two games, but winning is a beautiful perfume. So the stink wasn't bad. Well, the stink was lousy today. It was putrid. Raiders are giving up 30 points a game. They're 2-1, and they've given up more than they've scored. They got to play better on defense. And it's simple as making plays. Not enough people are making enough plays. Corey Littleton, I wrote about him the other day, and some fans were a little hard, whoa, it's only been two games. Yeah, but you know what? He hasn't made many tackles. He's not making enough plays. You know, he misses Nick for sure, but, you know, that's the way it goes. He's got to make more plays. They're paying him a lot of money. Jonathan Abram, who's been good, didn't have a good game today. Malik Collins, where is he? Where's the pass rush? Yeah, and Max had two sacks today, and that's great. But I want to see the consistency. Just not enough plays being made by the defense. As simple as that. And they said they got faster, and they said they got better, and they said they can, you know, really win with this defense. Well, go do it or get fired, Paul Gunther. I'm trying to be rude, but let's see some real improvement. I don't like talk. Get it done. The defense is a problem. You know? And you're not going to go and win against Bill Belichick if the defense is a sieve. They can, you know, just run out the clock on the run. And you're going to make dumb mistakes on offense. That's not going to work. This team, this team has a formula. It's the same formula as they had last year. It's the same thing this year. And it worked in the first 2 weeks. And it's going to work again a lot. This isn't a bad team. But the defense has to play better. And what I like, one of the things I like about this team is that it is deep. Waller, again, wasn't much of a factor. Running game, Josh Jacobs ran hard and he had some nice carries. But he's banged up too. But Hunter Renfro comes through. 6 catches, 84 yards, touchdown. You know, they're deep. You know, Henry Ruggs is going to get healthy. He's going to help. Aguilar played 50 snaps today. Maurice Hurst played more snaps this week. He played 30 snaps. He was moving around. That looked good, especially in the first quarter. Another thing I like, Foster Moreau, who had a touchdown. He had 15 snaps. I want to see him get more playing time. So, again, lousy day, but not the end of the world. Not the end of the world. What else I want to talk? Just looking at a bunch of notes. McMillan played, started over Moro, but Moro, you know, Moro played. Joyner was kind of back and forth. Edwards had a nice running catch, got hurt. You know, that's that book on him in college. Hard time staying healthy. Hopefully this isn't a big injury. Hopefully this isn't serious. They didn't convert on third down, the Raiders, in the first 5 times. That's not good. They were 1-for-4 in the red zone. Everything that they did good in the first 2 weeks, they didn't do good this week. Again, losing sucks. It's no fun. But they lost to a pretty good team on the road, and stuff happens. And again, all very fixable. You got to win one of the next 2 games. That's what I'm going to be harping on like crazy. And if they win next week against Buffalo, I'm going to say, okay, let's go to 4-1. If they lose to Buffalo, well, you better beat Kansas City. So my biggest worry for any of this is just the defense. You got to get better, guys. You got to make some plays. So there you go. That's a quick show. You probably don't want to hear me much today anyways. So have a great weekend. Rest of your weekend. Be safe. Be happy. Be back Tuesday night with a preview of the Buffalo Bills. And we'll see if those Raiders can go to 3-1. All right. We'll see you later. Take care. Be safe. Be happy.